A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to hell. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you. I find it interesting that today's gospel selection stands between a question and a prayer. The question comes from John the Baptizer, who was in prison. When he heard about what Jesus was doing, he sent disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus did not answer with a simple yes or no. He sent John's disciples back with the mission to witness to John about his pastoral activity. This testimony was enough for John to know for sure that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, and there was no need to wait for another one. I am sure that John's question was more of a witnessing for Jesus to his own disciples and listeners. Even from his prison cell, John was exercising his mission. Jesus praised John. "Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist." If Jesus' wonderful words were testimony enough for John and his disciples, unfortunately, they were not enough for those who saw Jesus performing them in the cities around the Sea of Galilee where he preached. Indeed, Jesus made it clear that they did not receive John, who came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, "He has a demon." And they did not receive the Son of Man, who came eating and drinking, and they said, "Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." It is here that, according to Matthew, Jesus started to reproach the inhabitants of the cities around the Sea of Galilee, mentioning some by name. A reproach is not a condemnation. It is more an expression of disapproval, of criticism or disappointment because of their unbelief. In fact, Jesus was not sitting in judgment. He was preaching, still on his mission to convert people in an effort to turn them towards God, his Father. Yes, his were harsh words intended to shake them up from their unbelief. Jesus was preaching the good news, telling the people that it was time for them to change their style of living before it was too late. The time for conversion is now, and refusal of conversion is a road, wide and slippery, that leads straight to hell. "The choice is yours," was telling them, as he tells us in our own days. Heaven can start now on earth if we strive to follow Jesus. Hell will surely start now if we don't. History gives testimony to this. Following this reproach, Matthew tells us that Jesus prayed, thanking and praising his Father, "Because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants." "Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." It is interesting that Jesus did not ask his Father to punish the unbelievers, as surely we would have done. You remember James and John, who, troubled because a Samaritan village did not receive them, asked Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" That would have been a quick solution, but Jesus rebuked them. Jesus could have answered them quoting Ezekiel, Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, said the Lord God, and not rather that they should turn from their ways and live? I believe this is the tone for today's gospel reading. God's desire that none of his beloved children, created in his image and likeness, would perish, but that they could enjoy him here on earth as also in heaven. The choice belongs to each one of us. And Jesus asks us to use our freedom and our intelligence. That is why Matthew, at the end of the chapter, launches Christ's invitation, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The choice is ours. Let us be truly wise and simple, so that we could understand Christ's word and accept him as our only Lord and Savior.